Hello, and welcome to The Good, The Bad, The Ugly, your go-to weekly podcast for the latest news in pharma. I am your host, Andrea Corona, and you're listening to a special news review edition of Offscript, Pharma Manufacturing's podcast that goes beyond the pages of our magazine to discuss the issues that matter most to our industry. Join us every week as we do a quick review of three compelling stories from the pharma world. From landmark FDA approvals to concerns over national security, we've got a lot to cover today, so let's get started. First up, let's take a look at the good news. This week, the FDA has granted accelerated approval to Madrigal Pharmaceuticals' Rezdiffra, the first medication for treating non-alcoholic steatohepatitis, or NASH, which impacts around 1.5 million people in the U.S. Taken daily, this oral treatment is recommended alongside diet and exercise for adults with non-cirrhotic NASH with significant liver fibrosis. The approval comes after promising results from the Phase 3 Maestro-NASH trial, which showed the drug's effectiveness in resolving NASH and improving liver fibrosis compared to placebo. With the trial continuing to gather data for full approval, the drug offers new hope for those facing this serious liver condition. Now, let's take a look at last week's pharma bad news. Acadia Pharmaceuticals is halting its efforts to broaden the use of its drug, Nuplazid, beyond its current application after it failed to show effectiveness in a Phase 3 trial for treating negative symptoms of schizophrenia. Despite its success as the first approved treatment for hallucinations and delusions in Parkinson's disease psychosis, Nuplazid couldn't outperform a placebo in improving symptoms like social withdrawal and lack of motivation in schizophrenia patients. This setback follows a previous FDA rejection for expanding its use to dementia-related and Alzheimer's disease psychoses. Meanwhile, Karuna Therapeutics is on the brink of a potential breakthrough with KarXT, a novel schizophrenia treatment awaiting FDA approval, signaling a potential shift in psychiatric treatments. Now, let's go ahead and talk about the ugly. The Biotechnology Industry Organization, BIO, the industry's largest biotech trade association, has announced it's removing Wuxi AppTech from its membership, aiming to reinforce its commitment to national security. This decision aligns with the organization's support for the BioSecure Act and its collaboration with Congress to advance the legislation. Wuxi AppTech, a Chinese biotechnology company, has been specifically named in the BioSecure Act as a company of concern, promoting BIO to act in accordance with the legislation's directives. The BioSecure Act seeks to prohibit U.S. federal funding for biotech equipment or services from certain foreign providers, including those from China that are named in the Act, like Wuxi AppTech, as well as BGI Group, MGI, and Complete Genomics, due to security concerns. Earlier in the year, lawmakers had raised alarms about Wuxi AppTech's connections to the Chinese military and the Communist Party, alongside allegations of involvement in human rights abuses. Wuxi AppTech has defended itself against these claims, criticizing the U.S. legislative actions as misguided and arguing that it has been targeted unfairly without a thorough and transparent review of the facts. And with that, we wrap up this week's episode of Offscript, The Good, The Bad, The Ugly. We've seen the highs and the lows of the pharma world, and as always, we'll keep an eye on these stories and bring you the latest developments in our next episode. I'm Andrea Corona, Senior Editor here at Pharma Manufacturing, thanking you for tuning in. Stay informed, stay curious, and don't forget to read more at pharmamanufacturing.com.